Shabbos Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. And just that you know, I drew some illustrations below on this Mishnah. A person shouldn't pierce an eggshell, v'malena shemen v'yitnena pianer, and then fill this eggshell with oil and insert it on the opening of the lamp. Their lamps were made with oil. B'shvil shetemen atefes, in order that this filled eggshell should drip. Afil v'shel charis, even if the eggshell is not a pure eggshell, rather, he uses this compartment that's made out of earthenware. So earthenware people aren't going to play around with because it's a little more disgusting. Yet, it's usher to do this. By a regular lamp, people aren't going to go and try to take oil out of the lamp because they know it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to go take oil out of a lamp on Shabbos. But this, they're going to contemplate that since it's separate, it was just inserted into the lamp, but it's not part of the lamp, maybe I can go take the oil out. So they're going to go and take the oil out of this compartment, this eggshell or cheres. And the problem is, if you do that, the Rav says a lashon that you're chai because of mechaba, you're extinguishing. What's the extinguishing? Here the extinguishing is obviously making it go out sooner. By taking the oil out, the concern is you're going to take out the oil and make it go out sooner. And the Rush, regarding the previous mission that we learned, brings this as a proof that the issue of extinguishing is not weakening a fire, because this is not directly weakening the fire because it's in a separate compartment altogether. Rather, it's a problem of gram kibui, of causing something to go out sooner, and when you're dealing directly with a lantern or a lamp, and you're causing something directly to go out sooner, that's a problem of kibui. Now, the melacha itself, the Rav's mashm, if you would do such a thing, you'd be chayiv. It's a melacha midiraisa. But we're going to soon see that many Rishonim hold that you would not be chayiv midiraisa. We're going to see in the next Mishnah, because this is a melacha shein etzrich legufa. If you would go ahead and take the oil out because you wanted the oil, not because he wants to extinguish, but he wanted the oil, that's a melacha shein etzrich legufa. Although it's asur midrabanan, and yet we see the halacha of this mission is a person shouldn't do this. So you see that even though the concern is you may end up doing something that's a derabanan, still there a gozer, a gzeira on a derabanan. This is what Tosfos says at the end of the third parak of Shabbos. But the Rav is not mashma that way. The Rav says that if you go ahead and take the oil, it would be a melacha. Regardless, you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't so concerned with all this. Person's not going, just like we're not concerned, the person's allowed to light a lantern or a lamp on Shabbos, before Shabbos, obviously, and use it. And we're not concerned. So too, with all these things, we're not concerned, Rabbi Yehuda says. Avalim chibra hayotze mitchila. However, if the potter connected it from the beginning, he made it, he merged it into one, as now one vessel, mutter mipneshu kliachod. Now it's mutter because it's one vessel, no different than any other lantern or lamp. Mishnah continues. Next case. Lo yimali odem esakara shemen v'yitnena b'tzad haner. A person shouldn't fill a bowl with oil and put it to the side of the candle. V'yitain rosh hapsila b'socha, and put the head of the wick into this bowl. So the bowl is going from out of the lantern and it's going into another bowl and it's drawing from this other bowl. B'shvil shetei shoevis, that it should draw. V'Rabbi Yehuda matir. And even in this, Rabbi Yehuda's matir, the chiddush of this case is in Rabbi Yehuda that even though it's literally separate, it's not like the eggshell or the cheres inserted into the lantern, here it's separate, it's outside it. Yet, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're not concerned that he's going to take from this oil. And why do we have to teach about the other cases? So the Rav says, he brings down, by the cheres, by the earthenware thing that you put in there, it's to teach us a chiddush that the Rabbanan are machmer, even though it's a disgusting thing, people won't touch it, still they're machmer because we're concerned that it's a little bit separate, they're going to go take from it. But once we have the kli cheres, and we have the third case, which was the bowl that's totally separate, the Taisi Zantav asks, why do we need the case of the beitza, the eggshell? So he says the chiddush is also in Rabbi Yehuda, because of the case where it's totally separate, where you have a bowl that's separating. Still in that case, you had the wick that was going into the bowl, so a person looks at it, he says, yeah, it's all part of the same lantern. It's part of the same deal. However, in the case where the egg, even though it's inserted into the lantern, or the earthenware is inserted there, you may think since the wick is not connected to it, it's still more separate in a certain way than even the bowl that's outside it that's connected by the wick. So I may think that Rabbi Yehuda ben Machmer in the case of the eggshell. So that's why the Mishnah has to teach us the case of the eggshell too.